Hey, I'm Tyler Yaremchuk, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Crew. We are 1 week into the AJHL season, and things are looking pretty good for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. A 3-0 start to the year, and they made it 3-0 last night, with a win over the Drayton Valley Thunder. And through three games, they maybe haven't played that elite team in the standings yet. They haven't gone up against Fort Mac, even GP, Bonneville, Spruce Grove for sure. But early in the year, a lot of these games are just coin flips. Like, teams are still new, teams are fresh. Luckily for the Crusaders, they have a lot of returning players, and I do think that has been a big advantage for them. But honestly, they're not just winning these games, they're doing it in pretty convincing matters as well. If we go back to the home opener, I was at that game. It was a 7-5 win over Lloyd, and they were trailing for a few minutes, and it was the first game of the year. And I'm not going to lie, the hockey wasn't particularly high-end. There was a good amount of sloppy play in the neutral zone. The puck was bouncing all over the ice as well. So I think that kind of contributed to things maybe looking a little bit worse than maybe they were. But early in the year, first regular season game of the year especially, you kind of just want to see a group battle through that and find a way to win, even though they maybe aren't in midseason form, or maybe aren't. They definitely weren't in midseason form, and the Crusaders did that. They outshot Lloyd 50-29. They overcame a couple of late deficits. The scoreboard said 7-5. Lloyd scored a goal with like 0.7 seconds left on the clock in the third. So you could almost say it was essentially a 7-4 victory in that one. The one thing I will add, though, Lloyd hit a couple of goalposts. Carter Guylander maybe wasn't at his best, and we'll get to the goaltending in just a second here. Carter Guylander maybe wasn't at his best. A couple of those goals that went in, I'm sure he wanted back. But at the same time, I remember pretty much one of the first real significant plays of that game. Puck hops over Reed Irwin's stick at the line. Breakaway for the Bobcats. Early at 0-0. Momentum's kind of still up for grabs. And Guylander stoned him on that breakaway. And then he made another huge save at about the five-minute mark of the first period, coming across the crease and robbing a Bobcat with the glove. So that home opener, they maybe didn't look their best, but they found a way to get a win, and that's still impressive to me. The next night, they roll into Lloyd, and they rolled over Lloyd, 8-0. Caden Bryant getting a couple of goals. He got the scoring going in that one as well. They outshot Lloyd 47-15 in that game as well. And then last night, like I said, they go to Drayton Valley. That's a hell of a goalie over there in Drayton Valley. The Crusaders peppering 46 shots on him, winning the game 2-1, just edging him out. Will Zapernick and Arjun Atwal getting the goals for the Crusaders. The winner going to Atwal on the power play as well, with 8 minutes to go in the game. He's been looking great through the regular season with 5 points already. A lot of positives to take from the Crusaders. I'm going to talk to Adam Manna. He'll join me on Inside the Crew. You're listening on BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. But we'll chat with Adam Manna about a few different things. One thing is everyone except for one player who has appeared in every game has at least a point. So everyone's kind of getting off on the right foot. In general, it seems like the organization is hitting its stride early on. That's great to see. Through three games, they've outshot their opponents 143-75. That is staggering. Through three games, to almost be doubling up your opponents on a consistent basis is incredibly impressive. Their penalty kill is 15-15. I like that, because penalty kill is something where if you're committed to it and the effort's there and you have a good system, success should never waver. You should be able to have a good penalty kill for the whole year. On the power play, it can be a little bit different, just because, you know, maybe you're rotating personnel early in the year. Everyone's still trying to get a feel for things. Like I said, you're maybe not thinking as quick as you will be in the middle of the year, late in the year. So that's something to watch for as well. Their power play hasn't been great, just 2-16 through their first three games. So plenty of positives. Definitely things to work on as well if you're the Sherwood Park Crusaders. And let's get to our guest this week on Inside the Crew, PTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. Crusaders head coach Adam Manna joining me on the line. Adam, a win last night over Drayton Valley puts you guys up to 3-0. For a team like yours with championship aspirations, that's got to be exactly how you want to start your season, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there's definitely some areas that we have to clean up here early in the season. But overall, a 3-0 start, you'll always take it to start the year. And, the games will only get harder as you go. So, you have to take advantage of these early games and try and win as many as you can. So, we'll take the 3-0 start, and hopefully we'll just continue to to get better, but there's definitely lots of areas we can improve in, for sure.
2 points are 2 points. It doesn't matter if you get them in September or if you get them in February. It's going to help you in the standings. It's easy to look at the 3-0 start and be all positives. You mentioned, though, there's a few things that you want to work on. What are a few things that you've seen in the first three games that you go, that's something we got to iron out here before midseason?
Really, it's just our overhandling of pucks and just you know, turnovers mainly are probably the two biggest things. You know, it seems like, I don't know if it's because it's early in the year and guys are maybe gripping the sticks a little bit too tight, or they're double clutching. That's something that we've seen in terms of just being able to, you know, put more pucks in the back of the net. And I know we've scored 15 so far in three games, but we probably could have had more. And then again, just your puck management, whether it's, you know, a big one's at the blue lines, and then you know, just down low in the offensive zone, making sure we're not throwing pucks blind and turning it over so that we have to track back. So, you know, that's just the learning thing for our group, and we'll get there.
You guys had a really strong power play last year, and the words you just used, gripping the stick too tight, puck management, things like that, overthinking plays. The power play hasn't been great to start the year. Do you think that as we go on and as you get some things like that puck management, puck control, that type of thing, as you get that under control, the power play will see a bump in that percentage?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we haven't, you know, we haven't even practiced power play and penalty kill yet. I mean, that's just steps along the way that you know, as a part of our season plan. So, I mean, we're not too concerned about the power play right now. I mean, those guys are all skilled, and if anything right now, it just allows them to be creative with what they're doing out there, and there's not, you know, anything, you know, set in stone as to their setup. But the other part is, too, we've been rolling the lines and giving everybody an opportunity to play on the power play. So, I mean, we're giving guys opportunities and spots maybe that they're not normally in. And you know, it will, like I said, we'll get better as we go once we start practicing it. But right now it's on the back burner because we have a lot of other things we got to focus on.
You mentioned that you're rolling lines, giving everyone plenty of opportunities. One thing that jumped off the stats page to me was, through three games, there's only one player that's appeared in all three games that hasn't gotten or hasn't registered a point. It seems like everyone's kind of gotten off on the right foot so far this year. You mentioned, you know, getting guys lots of minutes, making sure everyone's seeing the ice. How important is that early in the year to just make sure everyone can kind of get the ball rolling early?
Well, it's important for your development, for sure. I mean, you want to get guys comfortable, and you want to get guys, you know, in spots where maybe you get them out of their comfort zone as well. You know, on the flip side of that, in terms of, you know, let's see what they can do and let's give them an opportunity, because you never know, you know, in December when guys maybe are gone at the World Junior A Challenge, you know, if they get that opportunity or injuries, which you obviously hope that we don't have. But if any of those factors come up, you need guys to step into different roles. And so early in the year, that's why we, you know, we give everybody an opportunity. But on top of that, we have a lot of depth, or we feel we have a lot of depth up front, and we can simply, you know, roll the lines and give guys opportunities on the power play. So, but it's all, you know, all hand in hand. It's all important to our team success. And like you said, we only have one guy that hasn't registered a point. So I mean, we're spreading the wealth offensively, and that's a good thing to see early on in the year too.
A handful of rookies look like they're making the jump to the AJHL rather seamlessly. A handful of them are 17, 18-year-olds. Who's really been standing out to you so far in the rookie class?
Ty Mueller has been very good as a 16-year-old. I mean, he just plays a very strong, solid game in terms of, you know, playing a 200-foot game and just making sure that he's good defensively, and then his offense will take over from there. And he scored a beauty against Lloyd in game two. You know, Nick Magus has also been very good, very solid in the face-off circle. We played him a lot on the wing in preseason, but we moved him to center to start the year, and that's been a good decision. But again, another guy that plays hard. And then Caden Bryant, being a young guy as well, potted two in Lloyd, and they were just, you know, snipe shows in terms of, you know, his quick release, and you can just tell he's going to be a 30 to 40 goal guy, whether that's this year or, you know, at 19-20. So, I mean, he's got a bright future ahead of him as well. And, you know, Vinny Scott and Riley Morgan haven't made their way into the lineup yet. But, again, that's kind of, you know, in part us having that depth and the forwards playing so well. And then on the back end, I mean, Kevin Minock has stepped in since Matthew Schatzky got hurt in game one. And he's done an exceptional job stepping in and just being a good puck mover that skates well and that's headsy. And you know, those young guys have done a really good job stepping in so far, and they made the adjustment from preseason over to the regular season.
I talked to Arjun Atwal last week on Inside the Career. I wanted to get your thoughts on naming him captain. Like, to me, it was the obvious choice. He's a guy who's been around the organization for a while. I've told the story a few times now on the podcast of at the scrimmage when I walked into the room and he already had the whiteboard out, and it was an inter-squad game, and he was drawing up plays and he was telling guys where to go. He's just a natural leader, isn't he?
He sure is. Yeah, that's it's impressive. I mean, we weren't coaching that game. You guys were.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Arch. I mean, he's a tremendous leader, competitor. I mean, there's nobody else, you know, that we would have picked to lead our team this year. You know, he just knows. Like, you look at Arjun, he's a hockey player. I mean, the way he handles himself on and off the ice, he's a pro. You know, he's our most dedicated player the last 2 years, winning that award, and there's a reason for it. I mean, he's here 2 hours early before practice, and he stays 2 hours after, just making sure that he takes care of his body and shows the guys, you know, how things are done around here. So, I mean, in terms of being a Crusader captain, you know, Arge is the perfect guy that fits that mold.
Another veteran I wanted to ask you about was Jared White. When I watched him in the first regular season game, to me, like, the one word that comes to my mind when I think of him is just solid. And in a year where you'll have some rookies who maybe go through ups and downs, how important is it to also have a veteran like Jared White who just, he's comfortable in the league, he knows how things go, knows how things will go throughout the course of a year, and he just won't get rattled?
Well, he was a massive pickup in that futures deal with Fort Mac. We knew exactly when we made that deal, we knew that he was going to be a huge component to our lineup this year when we're really pushing. And you're exactly right. I mean, he's a solid player for us in terms of our depth. I mean, he could play on your power play, your penalty kill, 5-on-5. He can be that guy that's, you know, physical, that can intimidate guys, that can scare guys out there. You know, he can do it all. So, I mean, and he's been through the grind of the playoff experience with the Oil Barons the last 3 years. So that experience alone will help us not only in the regular season, but when we get down to crunch time in those big games, he could be a game changer, you know, for us scoring a big goal or making that big play when we need it. So yeah, it's Jared White, very instrumental part to our forward group as well.
Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com. Crusaders head coach Adam Manna joining me on the line. A couple more things to get to. Carter Guylander and Jordan Frey, they're your goaltending duo. It's probably no surprise that Guylander will see the bulk of the starts, but do you have a plan going into the year on, like, how many games you want to give Carter, how many games you want to give Jordan, or is it just kind of like a, hey, game-by-game thing, we'll just roll through it?
Right now, yeah, no, right now it's kind of a game-by-game thing. I mean, Carter... The tough part for him was that, I mean, it was great that he went to Russia, but he didn't get to play in Russia. So, I mean, for him, he missed all of training camp, and he didn't really get to get into a lot of game action. So right now for him, it's more of he's trying to play catch up a little bit, you know, just getting back into the groove and feeling comfortable in the pipes. And then for Jordan Frey, it's the complete opposite. He got to go through training camp and get used to the style of play that the AJHL offers compared to the SJ, and you know, he's been really good at making the adjustment and been good obviously in Lloyd in the first game and the last couple games of the preseason. So right now it's a game by game basis, and we're not really targeting who's going to play 40 and who's going to play 20 or whatever the case might be, but we know we have two goaltenders that can play, and the best guy, you know, will go on you know, on a nightly basis.
No secret that you guys have one of the most skilled, most talented groups in the league. Like, you ask kind of anyone and it's all right, they're going to be championship contenders this year. Kyle Chase said that earlier this season as well to me on Inside the Crew. When you're sitting and when you're talking to the group, is that something you bring up? Do you go like, hey guys, this is a special opportunity, our goal is to win it all? Or are you just kind of the mindset that, hey, I'm going to keep these guys focused on what's happening right now and on the regular season, and we'll get to that point when we get there?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, we tell our guys all the time to stay humble because, I mean, whether we're the most skilled group or not, or one of the most, you know, one of the more skilled groups in the league, I mean, that really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, you still got to play the games, and, you know, the other teams are trying out there and they want to beat you. So, I mean, if we're not dialed in and ready to go, you know, we're not going to win. So, I mean, it's a very hard league. I mean, in terms of the North Division alone, it's a grind every night, and we saw that last night in Drayton Valley. I mean, they played us extremely hard, and There is no freebies in the league. So, I mean, for our guys, we do goal setting. We did it prior to game one of the regular season. And, you know, the players set their goals. And you know, one of them is to go deep this year. So, I mean, they know what they're capable of, but now they just have to go out and prove it. And like I said, nothing's going to come easy, and we got to stay on the page, and we got to continue working hard every single day we're at the rink.
Thanks for your time today, Adam. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, bud. Thanks, eh?
There you go. Crusaders head coach Adam Manna talking about, I like that last answer there, just keeping the guys humble. I mean, you 3 games into the regular season, you're 3-0. You couldn't blame them if they start going, all right, this is going to be good, but there are going to be stretches where you lose 3 in a row, or you lose back-to-back games, or you get blown out at home. There's going to be moments throughout the year where that happens. You need to be able to keep a little bit of an even keel, and I think with veteran guys like White and Atwal, and even like a lot of their younger guys have been around the AJHL now for a year. You talk about Zapernick, Savoy, Benning. Those guys have been around. They know what's up. And I think having that sort of consistency throughout the year will be something to keep an eye on. You hear him talking about the depth and how some guys like Vinny Scott can't even get into the lineup. How about the Crusader or former Crusaders now that are doing damage around the AJHL? Cam McCoyne in that season opener in Sherwood Park, he looked great for the Bobcats. He scored a goal. He was a physical presence. I really liked what I saw from Cam McCoyne. I know a lot of people around the organization were sad when he left. And how about over in Camrose? I mean, Cody Laskowski, 8 points in the opening weekend. That guy scored 4 goals in the season opener. I believe he's going to be one of my guests this week on Inside the AJHL, which will air at 9 a.m. every Saturday on TSN 1260. But I'll get a chance to chat with him. Eric Miller's another one out playing with Laskowski right now. Those who are ripping it up. The Crusaders have depth in their organization, and some of the guys, they've moved on simply because they couldn't afford the luxury of having that many guys in the lineup. They're ripping up the league. Great chat with Adam. Another great interview on Inside the Crew. Love getting more of an in-depth look on the Sherwood Park Crusaders. That's going to do it for me this week. Another string of games coming up for the Crusaders this weekend at the Sherwood Park Arena. So I'll be back next Thursday to recap it all. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Adam Manna for giving me a little bit of time. You've been listening to Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and the Wincollum Sports Network. I'm Tyler Yaremchuk, and I will talk to you next week.